Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Words with Trends. I'm Jack O'Brien. That's Miles.
That was my attempt at a sound effect from Words with Friends. I missed that game.
That was actually pretty good. I missed the, I missed the word streak, too. That was fun, too.
Yeah.
I got like the one into that for like a day.
My grandmother, she was such a big Scrabble fan. She's a big reader, like always trying to get me to read. And when I was younger, she would always make me play Scrabble with her. And she would just obliterate me with her like adult vocabulary. And then when Words with Friends came out, I got it on her iPad and we would play like from far, very, very far distances, but we'd always still play. And when I started beating her, she had like a moment of like, oh, now the teacher or the apprentice has become the teacher. And I was like, yes, I have.
Yes, that is
getting dunked on repeatedly by an adult will do that to you. Go in the lab and learn some new polysyllabic words.
I do love a person who is just perfectly content to beat someone who's like so far below their skill level.
Yeah, just she kind of like Jordan stop
like that Billy Madison recess scene.
Yeah, just she MJ'd me. You know what I mean? I think she was just like, oh, get this weak vocabulary out of here. Unless you want, if you want to play, come step your game up. And hey, I remember when Words with Friends came out, I'm like, oh, she better be fucking ready, bro. Cause I've been to college now and like it's been a minute since we played Scrabble. Missed that.
All right, let's tell the people what's trending.
What's trending?
QAnon? Is that QAnon? QAnon is trending. Our newest, our fastest growing religion. It's not the religion I would design, but it's the religion that we deserve.
Yeah, 100%.
Why is it trending right now? In particular?
This woman, Jo Rae Perkins, she's taken a few bites of the apple trying to get into office in Oregon, and now she's running against Jeff Merkley for a Senate seat. And this woman is a pretty out there QAnon supporter. She retweets QAnon stuff all the time, talks like at the end of the year, she was like, for all the haters, allow me to posit a rhetorical question. What if you're wrong?
about QAnon?
Yes. And in her announcement video, she was saying like she's all in with Q. She was holding a like a Where We Go One, We Go All bumper sticker like in the this video announcement. And then when basically the entire national media was like, oh, you got a conspiracy theorist who's like, again, for people who don't know what QAnon is, they believe that Q is given the inside info to help the real patriots and Donald Trump lock up all the pedophiles and Satanists, who are basically anybody who is, you know, ideologically opposed to Donald Trump.
It was a conspiracy theory that started out as Robert Mueller is working with Trump behind the scenes, and they're going to arrest all the pedophiles.
There's many threads now where even now people believe that Obama and Hillary Clinton have already been executed for their crimes, and the people out there now doing appearances are doubles.
Got it. Okay. All right. Well, now I believe it again. Now I find it believable again.
So once everyone was like, hey, Oregon Republican Party, your Senate candidate is a straight up Q like truther, like running for office. What's going on? She came out and was like, I don't support Q, even though all of the evidence points to the contrary, including her holding a QAnon bumper sticker in her announcement video.
Right.
And is just sort of like, no, what I like is that I believe in whistleblowing on both sides and patriots. Like, it was just a weird 180. It was more like a 120, not a full 180.
Right. Right. I believe in whistleblowers like Q, who blew the whistle.
But I mean, you look, their activities have only ramped up, you know, like it goes from a thing you laugh at. And but they are doing like IRL in real world things that are very dangerous and are like, it's leading to arrests and things like that. So it's a, you know, rapidly expanding thing. A lot of boomers dig it as an ideology, too.
The more evidence we get that it's not true, the more momentum it seems to build up, which suggests that it's not going anywhere. And it has, somebody legit wrote like a think piece in like, I think it was in The Atlantic, that was like, this might be the next new religion because it's growing faster than any new religion has.
Yeah, and
the right
will.
To.
Be here long after people aren't wearing MAGA hats too, I think.
Right.
Because it like it really offers this like bizarro way of explaining your own powerlessness, but like in a way that like you're like, yeah, I believe in like Satan and like pedophiles are bad. So like if that rubs me the wrong way, this is really good for me because that's exactly who the problem is.
Well, I mean, it ties into some of the things that we have, you know, talked about there being a need for an outlet for it. Like in the 30s during the Depression, we talk on tomorrow's episode about how, you know, they became obsessed with bank robbers because they were like taking it to the system. And I mean, Q might be their equivalent of that, you know, that some kind of mythical figure who is taking it to the rich liberal class. So I don't know. Hopefully not, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Karl Malone, why is he trending?
So there have been a few people who have been kind of bringing out, you know, because he was appearing in The Last Dance and, you know, like 90s basketball has been like a huge topic of conversation. People like on Twitter and stuff like that were pointing to Karl Malone in the 80s, when he was 20 years old, had impregnated a 13-year-old girl who like bore his child, and he didn't acknowledge this child for a long time. The guy played in the NFL and didn't really have a relationship with Karl Malone until 2008. So a lot of people are like, I don't know if you guys know this thing about Karl Malone.
Holy shit.
I had not known. And when you read the articles about it, like, you know, the family of the woman, the 13-year-old, didn't want to press charges because they wanted Malone to be around to be able to support the child. It was very dark. And yeah, like the whole story about this guy talking about how he, you know, barely spoke to him to like when he was 18, Malone was like, hey, man, like, we're not going to have like, you're on your own, in the sense that like, it's too late for me to be a father to you, but maybe we can have a relationship.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That is horrifying. He lived in Louisiana, it looks like.
Yeah, that's where, like, yeah, that's like where in Summerfield is where he's from in Louisiana, and that's where that had occurred when he was still in his 20s. Oof. Yeah, Demetrius Bell.
Damn, that's much darker than I was expecting. I was expecting somebody to have made a meme with like his t-shirt tucked into his high-waisted jeans or something.
I did too. I was like, okay, what's going on? I was like, oh,
all right, guys, what is it this time?
Yeah.
Amy Klobuchar is also trending because the vetting process to see if she qualifies to be Joe Biden's vice president, that she doesn't have any disqualifying skeletons hidden in her closet, has officially begun. This is the most sort of legitimate piece of information that we've gotten to suggest who Biden is going to go with. This is who I expected him to go with just because of his inability to do anything interesting or correct.
Yeah. I mean, there's been a few. They're saying Jeanne Shaheen, the senator from New Hampshire, had actually turned down like being vetted. So there, I know there's a few people, but yeah, like it's getting real now when you have these stories come out. So it'll be, I think. A lot of people were hoping it would be a woman of color at least to, you know, like counteract all the other lack of visible progress that his administration would present us as voters.
Right.
But yeah, I think, you know, this is probably one of many options. I mean, you know, Elizabeth Warren, I'm sure, is also probably being considered along with other people. But yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Good luck to them all.
Yes. Good luck to them all.
good luck to them.
Breitbart is trending. Why are they trending, Miles?
Because Trump is out here tweeting some wild nonsense, like about ballot boxes being. It's just it's him with an incendiary headline that's just like the DOJ said, like people in Pennsylvania are stuffing ballot boxes again. Remember, we're talking about how they need. Proof of voter fraud. They need to start seeding this story as early as possible so people have a thing to point to give a little an air of legitimacy to this absolutely bullshit story. So, you know, a lot of people, the reason is because Trump tweeted a Breitbart story to back this claim up, and everyone is just like, hold on, sir. This is not an actual receipt from this store, sir. This is a hand-scrawled note that says receipt for toilet paper. So I can't accept it.
Didn't even spell it right.
It's above me now.
I mean, they're not going to need proof. They'll just make.
But they need these stories, you know. It's the same like Seth Rich and other ones.
Exactly.
They just need a sliver of something so they can all put, you know, ball up that tinfoil into a nice, you know, new era fitted cap. And put it right on and then be like, you see?
Do you see that Oxford model that has him losing in a landslide to Joe Biden because of the economy?
Nah.
That I don't even wanna give it life by.
All I'm gonna do is I will drag everybody I know to vote on that day to ensure that Trump is not president. And then we'll see what happens there. Like I can't, the salve of a good polling number is like wearing thin. Although just, you know, good snapshot means that we have to build on momentum or whatever, just to be like, look, please vote this other person out. Unfortunately, this option isn't great, but it's not this.
It's not hell.
It's not whatever this is.
Yeah.
That's just, it's this, but more of it is just happening under the veneer of veneers.
Yes. More veneers. Four more years of veneers. That is one thing that we are getting for certain.
Oh, he'll give you a veneerful.
All right, Miles, that's going to do it for today. Hope everybody is doing well. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Stay inside and be kind to each other and yourselves. We'll be back tomorrow morning. We'll talk to you then. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.